If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Ferrell on the bench. You got to be impressed by Gino Auriemma, whether you like him or not. The guy has done it all. 11 national titles, 23 Final Four berths, 15 times in the last 16 seasons in the Final Four, 6 undefeated seasons, and he had win streaks of 98 and 111. I mean, that is crazy. So last night in stores at the Gamble, he went to another level when his Huskies routed Fairleigh Dickinson 85-41 to make him the winningest basketball coach in NCAA history. He broke a tie that he had with Tara Vanderveer, who retired last April. His 1,217 wins are the most in NCAA history, women's or men's, for any division. The record breaker was his 329th win by at least 40 points. He's had more than twice as many 40-point wins in his career as total losses, which is 162. Auriemma said, "We never sat down and said, hey, let's make a 40-year plan and see if we can make this happen. It's about coming here every day and trying to be better than you were yesterday." It was a huge celebration for Gino and his longtime assistant Chris Daly's 40th season in stores. They had it all going, T-shirts. They lit the arena with all kinds of, specials. They had dollar bills with the number of wins falling from the sky as confetti. There was a fan fest. They literally had a petting zoo. They had 3 different Gino and Daly themed ice cream specials sold at the school's dairy bar. And then they had former Huskies wearing T-shirts. Program legends like Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, and Maya Moore spoke in the postgame ceremony, paying tribute to the coaching pair and legends in their own right, obviously. The student section had a sign spelling out 12-17 in the waning moments of the game. And I told you, it was a scene. Nike gave Gino and Daly special ladders. Gino also received a sign from the Connecticut governor, Ned Lamont, that said, "Welcome to Connecticut, home of the winningest coach in basketball history." And his current team gave him a jersey that had 12-17 on it. It was very emotional. Lobo was there, Rebecca Lobo. She said, "Look around. It's not very often in life where you get to experience something that has never been done before. And it's not very often in life where you get to experience something that will never be done again." They had it all, the red carpet for Gino. Paige Becker said, you got to give the guy credit. He gives the credit to everybody around him, and he doesn't really take it for himself. But what he's done building this, it's here because of him. So he definitely downplays it. He doesn't want to do the whole thing, the celebration, the goats, the ice cream. It's all extra to him, but he deserves it. And we want to celebrate him because he doesn't celebrate himself a lot. So everyone around him will make sure that they do that job. So there you go. Ariyama and Daly focus on what matters to them, relationships. And Gino said no amount of championships, no amount of numbers or awards can take the place of the lives that we've impacted. And they've allowed us to impact me. That's the strongest part of what we do. So he said when it's over, when that is, I don't know. What we'll remember is tonight, and I'll remember each and every one of my players that I've ever coached. I don't know how much I helped them get to what they needed, but they helped me get everything I needed. So there you go. Gino Ariyama. Think about it. When he took the job in 85, he thought he'd be at UConn for 4 years. Try four, 10 times over that. And that's what made last night special. Unlike Vanderveer and Mike Krzyzewski, the only other school coaches to reach 1,200, Ariyama has spent his entire head coaching career at one school. He did it all at UConn. Vanderveer offered her congratulations after the game as well. And he said, this is just an outstanding milestone in a career filled with them for Gino Ariyama. This is what Vanderveer said. The level of success he has maintained at UConn over four decades will never be duplicated, but his tremendous legacy is extending far beyond any number of wins. It lives in the lives of countless young women who have positively influenced him throughout his career. Congratulations to Gino and Chris Daly on the incredible accomplishment. How about this? Paul George suffered a hyperextended left knee in the second half of their loss in Memphis last night. He never went back in the game. They're going to test the knee today, doctors. It's the same knee that George hyperextended in the preseason, where he missed the first five games of the regular season. And Nick Nurse said, I think so. If there's any chance it, he could rule out structural damage to the knee. Nurse said, I think they said it was similar to the last time, which was a bone bruise. I think he was actually fairly close to coming back in the game, but then it kind of stiffened up as he got out a little bit more. And I decided not to let him in. Now we got to take some time and look at it, make sure it's okay. They've had nothing but problems. Embiid's knee, Maxey has been lighting it up, but they were in the lineup together for the first time, believe it or not. Maxey was back in action after a six-game absence with a hamstring injury. So Tyrese finally played with JoJo. George had just 2 points on 1 of 6 shooting and 4 rebounds and 2 assists in 17 minutes. Maxey struggled from the floor. He was 3 of 13. Nurse said, listen, it's certainly not easy. Tyrese just getting back and didn't really have a feel tonight, and George going out. Certainly not easy. We didn't put together a good 48 at all. And bottom line is, that team, they were 2-11. There's no way I thought that they were going to win that game, let alone cover. They were favored by 2.5. And I said, take Memphis on Coast to Coast yesterday on Sports Grid. So let's look at the NBA scores. The Knicks blew out the Suns 138-122 in the Valley. Brunson had 36 and 10 dimes. Cavs bounced right back after losing their first game. They blew out the Pelicans 128-100. Jared Allen had 16 and 11 for the Cavs. They're 16 and 1. Bucks blew out the Bulls 122-106. Giannis with 41, 9 boards and 8 dimes. Rockets 130-113 over the Pacers. Season high for Şengün, 31 and 12 boards. That Grizzlies win was 117-111 over the Sixers. Bain had 21, 10 and 6 dimes for the Grizzlies. Thunder 109-99 over the Blazers. Oak City didn't cover. Jaren Williams had 30 for the Thunder to go with 7 boards and 8 dimes. Dubs blow out the Hawks 120-97 at Chase in San Fran City. And Wiggins had 27 and 7 boards for the Dubs. Clippers 104-93. I told you on C2C yesterday they'd cover the 3.5. Franz Wagner had 14, 6, and 6 for the Magic. Harden led the Clippers with 24 and 7 at the Intuit in Inglewood. La, 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 Lipstick City. Tonight, the Lakers at the Crypt against the Magic. They're laying 4.5. Pistons at Hornets. Detroit laying 1.5. That's on NBA TV. T-Wolves at Raptors in Toronto. Minnesota's laying 7.5. Jazz and Spurs in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. Spurs are laying 3.5. Let's check the hockey from last night. The Leafs 3-0 over the Knights. Wohl had 31 saves for Toronto in the shutout. Nylander, a goal and an assist. Kane's all over the Flyers in Philadelphia, 4-1. Aho had a goal and an assist for the Canes. Stars, 5-2 over the Sharks. Robertson, a goal, 2 assists for Dallas. And you had the Kraken, 3-0 over the Predators, a climate pledge in Seattle. I gave you that one yesterday as well. I had the Stars on the puck line, that hit. I had the Canes on the puck line, that hit. The Kraken win 3-0. Stevenson had 3 assists for Seattle. And the Sabres beat the Kings 1-0. Zucker with the only goal of the game to win it for Buffalo. Let's take a look at tonight's games. Utah is at Boston. Boston's -165. Vegas is at Ottawa. Ottawa's -130. Islanders at Red Wings. Islanders are -1.25. Canes at the Devils at the Rock. New Jersey's -125. Avs, Caps in D.C. Avs are -140. Lightning are in Columbus. Lightning -185. Blues, Sharks in St. Louis. St. Louis is -230. Hawks host the Panthers. Florida's -240. And the Rangers Flames at Saddle Dome in Calgary. Rangers are -165. Wild and Oilers in Edmonton at Rogers Place. Edmonton -165 in that one. College football tonight. NC State and Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd at 7:30 on ESPN. The Jackets are laying 8.5 in that game. Last night, Buffalo went to Eastern Michigan and ripped the EMU boys in Ypsilanti 37-20. And Ohio went to the Glass Bowl in Toledo. I hit this game on Coast to Coast, 24-7 Bobcats. They're 6-1 in the MAC and basically Chuck in charge. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Temple and Texas San Antonio. And the Roadrunners are laying 17. Also, on Fox tomorrow night at 8, Purdue and Michigan State at Spartan Stadium. Spartans laying 13.5. And at 10 on FS1, number 24 UNLV's at San Jose State. UNLV laying 7.5. Let's look at Saturday's college football. At night at the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, Army and Notre Dame. Army's undefeated, 9-0. They're ranked 19th. Notre Dame's ranked 6th. They're 9-1. Notre Dame's laying 14.5. The big game on Fox at noon is number 5 Indiana against number 2 Ohio State. The Buckeyes are laying 13. Wake's at Miami at noon. Miami laying 24. Number 9 Ole Miss at Florida at the Swamp. Ole Miss laying 10.5. At noon, number 13, SMU at Virginia. SMU laying 10. Number 25, Illinois at Rutgers. Illinois laying 1. Iowa's at Maryland. Hawkeyes laying 6.5. UConn at Cuse. Syracuse laying 10.5. North Carolina's at Boston College. North Carolina laying 3. Sam Houston at Jacksonville State. Jack State laying 6. UMass at Georgia. Georgia laying 42. UTEP at Tennessee. Vols laying 41.5. Western Kentucky at Liberty. Liberty laying 1. Charleston Southern at Florida State. They won't even put a number up. Bowling Green and Ball State at Muncie. Bowling Green laying 12. Rice at UAB. Rice laying 6.5. New Mexico State's at Middle Tennessee. They're laying 3 at home. James Madison at App State. They're laying, James Madison on the road, 7 at Arizona is in TCU in Fort Worth. TCU at -12.5. That game's at 3 o'clock. FIU's at Kennesaw. FIU laying 9. Monroe at Arkansas State. They're laying 2.5 at home. South Bama at Southern Miss. South Bama laying 22.5. Charlotte at Florida Atlantic. Charlotte laying 3. At 3:30 on ABC, number 3, Texas playing Kentucky. at Memorial in Austin, Texas laying 20 and a hook. At 3:30, number 4 Penn State at Minnesota, Penn State laying 11 and a half. At 3:30, number 14 BYU at number 21 Arizona State in Tempe, Arizona State laying 3. Number 16 Colorado's at Kansas, the game's at Arrowhead in Kansas City, Colorado laying 3. Citadel at Clemson, no line. Northwestern at Michigan, Michigan minus 10.5. Wisconsin at Nebraska, Nebraska laying 2.5. Stanford at Cal, the Bears are laying 14.5. Texas Tech at Oklahoma State, Texas Tech laying 3.5. Central Florida at West Virginia, Central Florida laying 3. San Diego State to Utah State, the Utes are laying, Utah State rather, the Aggies laying 5. Georgia Southern at Coastal, Coastal laying 2.5. East Carolina at North Texas laying 3. Tulsa at South Florida laying 17.5. Wofford's at South Carolina, no line. Louisiana Tech at Arkansas, Hogs laying 22. Pitt at Louisville, Louisville laying 8. Number 23, Missouri at Mississippi State, Missouri laying 7.5. Troy at Louisiana, Louisiana laying 10. Boise ranked 12th at Wyoming, they're laying 23, the Broncos. Washington State at Oregon State in Corvallis, Washington State laying 12.5. Baylor's at Houston, Baylor is laying 8. Georgia State at Texas State laying 20.5. Number 7, Alabama at Oklahoma, tied laying 13.5. A&M at Auburn, A&M laying 2.5 at Jordan-Hare. Iowa State ranked 22nd at Utah, Iowa State laying 7.5. Marshall at Old D, Old D laying 2.5. Vandy at LSU, LSU laying 8. Virginia Tech at Duke, that one's at 8 o'clock. Virginia Tech laying 3 in Durham. Cincy's at Kansas State, K-State laying 9. 10:30, USC and UCLA, USC laying 4.5. Air Force in Nevada in Reno, Nevada's laying 3.5. And finally, at 10:30, Saturday night, Colorado State and Fresno State. Fresno is laying 3. Some ranked college basketball games last night. Number 3, Gonzaga shredded Long Beach State 84-41. Alabama in Birmingham, the number 8 tied, beat number 25, Illinois, 100-87. I hit Gonzaga, I hit Bama. A&M didn't cover against Southern, 71-54 Aggies in College Station. And believe it or not, Rutgers, they're ranked 24th. They couldn't cover against Merrimack. Final score, Rutgers 74-63. Now let's see if we got any action tonight. Indiana's at home against Greensboro at Assembly Hall. Hoosiers laying 17.5. Baylor and St. John's in the Bahamas. Baylor minus 2.5, and Virginia, Tennessee in the Bahamas, and the Vols are laying 12.5. The Baylor-St. John's game is at 7. The nightcap is the Cavs against the Vols at 9:30 or roughly thereabout. So that is literally everything you need to know in sports. The Geno story, the Paul George knee, all your scores, college football from last night, all the games coming up, even on Friday, Saturday, every game scheduled. And then you got all your NBA scores, what's happening tonight in the NBA, you get your NHL, what happened last night, what's happening tonight. And so you're good to go on a Thursday. Catch Pharrell Coast to Coast 3 to 6 weekdays on Sports Grid, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on TCL, Samsung, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV. We're on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get Pharrell and the Prophet. The app is kick-ass. Go to the App Store and get it. You'll like it. It's got killer shows, killer content, funny stuff. I mean to tell you, you're going to love it. It keeps getting better. Plus, the Prophet plays keep making people all kinds of money. The Prophet hits tons of bets. Everyone knows that by now. So catch Pharrell and the Prophet as well, the show, on Saturdays How the F did they get Tony Bruno? You can also listen to all the other shows and watch them. Meet the Creeps, Barely Legal, Pipe Dreamers, Miserable Men. Just tons of good stuff on the Pharrell and Profit app. And check out Profitable TV. All right, you're good to go on a Thursday. Steelers and Browns tonight at the Dog Pound in Cleveland. Can the Steelers move to 9-2? They've never won a divisional Thursday night game ever under Mike Tomlin. I think he's 0-8. That is crazy. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Shake out. Ooh.